KMK Fremdsprachenzertifikat Niedersachsen. Englisch 2023, Niveau B1. Sie hören jeden Text zweimal, mit einer Pause von einer Minute zwischen dem ersten und zweiten Hören.
Hello and welcome back to our latest episode of Coming to Canada. Today we are going to visit Manitoba and learn more about its culture and agriculture. Our listeners will remember our last episode in which we focused on Ontario, which is to the east of Manitoba. Well, Manitoba may not be as popular as Ontario, but it is the fifth biggest province, having over 1.3 million inhabitants. The percentage of Native Americans has risen from 10% in 1996 to 14% today. And believe it or not, their number is still rising. Even the name Manitoba is based on a Native American language and means the sound of the Great Spirit. Although there are big cities like Selkirk, Thompson, or Winkler, only the capital city Winnipeg is well known across state borders. Or have you ever heard of Brandon with its only 50,000 people? There are even some cities with German names like Steinbach or Altona, which leads us to the distant past, when many colonists from Germany first settled there. Germans make up 19% of Manitoba's population, which is roughly equal to the number of Scots. In addition, Manitoba is one of the largest Ukrainian cultural centers outside the Ukraine. Another fascinating aspect of this province is its climate. The climate here is continental, with temperatures and rainfall sinking from the south to the north, which makes several types of agriculture possible. Without mountains, the wind can become very fast, and as a consequence, the temperatures can fall to minus 40 degrees centigrade. So, travelers, you'd better pack your winter clothing. But don't forget sun cream either. The temperatures in summer can reach up to 53 degrees centigrade and often cause tornadoes in the south. This means that farmers never miss the weather forecasts on the radio. The weather is obviously very important for the province's agriculture, which can be mostly found in the southern part, whereas cereals, especially wheat, are grown in the colder north too. This increases the growing area of Canada's agriculture for cereals. As a result, 12% of the Canadian growing area is situated in Manitoba. The biggest sector of our agricultural production is animal breeding, especially pigs with about 35% of the total amount, followed by cereal production of wheat, barley, and oats with 19%. The farmers mainly produce hard wheat that is exported for the production of several kinds of pasta. Now, be honest, how many of you would think of Canada while eating pasta in Rome or Venice? But what about those who do not like pasta? For those folks, there are our fabulous potatoes. Did you know that Manitoba is one of the main suppliers for McCain? That's right. The fries you have with your steak today might have been produced in Manitoba, Canada. The company McCain is located in Carberry, our very important potato processing center. And the oil for the fries is most likely from Manitoba too, because we represent the biggest sunflower growing area in the world. Furthermore, rape is grown here as the basis for the oil production. And I don't mean oil for your car. In total, oil seeds make up 8% of the agricultural production. The farmland around here is ideal for growing these crops because of the good soil quality. This results in quality crops for animal feed, and that's what we need for the pork we produce here, and with 30% of the country's total production, we feed a lot of pigs. This makes us Canada's largest producers of pigs and prepares us for the markets in the world. Not only in the biggest ones like China, the USA, and Japan, but also Mexico, Korea, and other countries too. There is a large demand for spare ribs, pork bellies, and bacon nearly everywhere worldwide, but European countries such as Italy, Germany, or France cover their demand themselves. Before we finish today's podcast, we should also mention another important branch of the local industry which brings in lots of money, forestry. But this will be the topic for next week's episode of Coming to Canada. So tune in if you want to know more about it. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome back to our latest episode of Coming to Canada. Today we are going to visit Manitoba and learn more about its culture and agriculture. Our listeners will remember our last episode in which we focused on Ontario, which is to the east of Manitoba. Well, Manitoba may not be as popular as Ontario, but it is the fifth biggest province, having over 1.3 million inhabitants. The percentage of Native Americans has risen from 10% in 1996 to 14% today. And believe it or not, their number is still rising. Even the name Manitoba is based on a Native American language and means the sound of the Great Spirit. Although there are big cities like Selkirk, Thompson, or Winkler, only the capital city Winnipeg is well known across state borders. Or have you ever heard of Brandon with its only 50,000 people? There are even some cities with German names like Steinbach or Altona, which leads us to the distant past, when many colonists from Germany first settled there. Germans make up 19% of Manitoba's population, which is roughly equal to the number of Scots. In addition, Manitoba is one of the largest Ukrainian cultural centers outside the Ukraine. Another fascinating aspect of this province is its climate. The climate here is continental, with temperatures and rainfall sinking from the south to the north, which makes several types of agriculture possible. Without mountains, the wind can become very fast, and as a consequence, the temperatures can fall to minus 40 degrees centigrade. So, travelers, you'd better pack your winter clothing, but don't forget sun cream either. The temperatures in summer can reach up to 53 degrees centigrade and often cause tornadoes in the south. This means that farmers never miss the weather forecasts on the radio. The weather is obviously very important for the province's agriculture, which can be mostly found in the southern part, whereas cereals, especially wheat, are grown in the colder north too. This increases the growing area of Canada's agriculture for cereals. As a result, 12% of the Canadian growing area is situated in Manitoba. The biggest sector of our agricultural production is animal breeding, especially pigs with about 35% of the total amount, followed by cereal production of wheat, barley, and oats with 19%. The farmers mainly produce hard wheat that is exported for the production of several kinds of pasta. Now, be honest, how many of you would think of Canada while eating pasta in Rome or Venice? But what about those who do not like pasta? For those folks, there are our fabulous potatoes. Did you know that Manitoba is one of the main suppliers for McCain? That's right. The fries you have with your steak today might have been produced in Manitoba, Canada. The company McCain is located in Carberry, our very important potato processing center. And the oil for the fries is most likely from Manitoba too, because we represent the biggest sunflower growing area in the world. Furthermore, rape is grown here as the basis for the oil production. And I don't mean oil for your car. In total, oil seeds make up 8% of the agricultural production. The farmland around here is ideal for growing these crops because of the good soil quality. This results in quality crops for animal feed, and that's what we need for the pork we produce here. And with 30% of the country's total production, we feed a lot of pigs. This makes us Canada's largest producers of pigs and prepares us for the markets in the world. Not only in the biggest ones like China, the USA, and Japan, but also Mexico, Korea, and other countries too. There is a large demand for spare ribs, pork bellies, and bacon nearly everywhere worldwide. But European countries such as Italy, Germany, or France cover their demand themselves. Before we finish today's podcast, we should also mention another important branch of the local industry which brings in lots of money, forestry. But this will be the topic for next week's episode of Coming to Canada. So tune in if you want to know more about it. Thanks for listening.